Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Ashlyn. How can I help you today?
Hey, Ashlyn. I have an order feed update for me.
Okay. And what was your name?
My name's Evan.
And what's that order number?
It is 070-9-ECHO-376.
Okay, give me just 1 second while it loads. And I'm sorry, it's taking a second to load. Is it staticky on your side also?
A little bit, not too bad.
Okay, and this is the address, 160 Lakeview Avenue?
Yes, in Waltham.
Okay, and what can we add to this account?
So, we were at the home. There were some code updates for this dryer that need to be done in order for us to install it. The customer instantly refused the price of what we said, and then he called Home Depot. We were waiting. He told us to wait 5 minutes so he could talk it over with them. We were there for a half an hour. We even spoke to Home Depot themselves, HomeDepot.com, and explained what needed to be done. And then the customer went upstairs and was still on the phone with them.
Huh.
And he pretty much sounded like he was going to get his own products to do it. And we can't wait half an hour, another half hour to do it, so.
And you said there was code updates needed to be...
Correct.
Needed to install
yep.
the dryer, and the
yes.
customer refused.
Yes. They had semi-rigid vent running from the current dryer out the wall. They need fully rigid metal duct.
Okay.
Because when the semi-rigid is open, it's a lint collector with an open flame, lint, and fire. And it's out of code in Massachusetts, and we have to follow code.
Okay. And are you just needing a trip charge for this now?
Yes.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Let me call, verify with the customer. Then I'll put that trip charge on the account and get your freeze number from the DOD.
All right, just that's a Home Depot, so. And just one of you, he is very upset.
Oh, that's Home Depot.
With Home Depot, yeah.
Okay. And he's very upset. Okay, wonderful. Give me
yes.
just 1 second.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
My number.
Yeah. Huh? Mm-hmm.